Morning, everybody. Excuse me. Good to see everybody this morning. Encouraged by the younger men's lesson learners to keep focused on the Christ returning. Need to always be striving to be ready. Go to James, turn to James this morning. I kind of forgot until this morning, so I'm not very prepared. I apologize. James 4, verse 13. Says, come now, you who say today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city and spend a year there, engage in business and make a profit. Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills it, we will live and do this or do that. But as it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. Therefore, to one who knows the right thing to do and does not do it, to him it is sin. I always think about that verse 13 there and 14 quite a bit. You know, whenever we're making plans in life to do different things or growing our businesses or making plans for the future and things like that. I don't think about them enough, but every once in a while, God will remind me of that. You know, we're not necessarily here to make grow businesses and make big plans. And I mean, we need to. Do good with what God's given us to do and improve it and do the best we can with it. But at the end of the day, we're here to live for Him and to that's our main focus is to do what He set us here to do. Another verse there, that 17, therefore to one who knows the right thing to do and does not do it, to him is sin. You know, that's a pretty straightforward verse there too. You know, if there's something we know that's right to be doing and we're not doing it, you know, we need to be. I mean, it's pretty important. I mean, to do what we know to do is right all the time. See, that's about all I had. Like I said, I kind of forgot until this morning, so I apologize for that. Does anybody have any prayer requests? All right, let's pray. Dear God, we just come for you this morning. God, I want to thank you for all that you do for us, God. Thank you for the beautiful day and for each one that's here, allowing us to gather here today. Just ask you to be with us. The message this morning, just open our ears and our hearts and just ask you to be with all the brothers and sisters that are around the world. Just ask you to bless them. And once again, just thank you for all that you do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.